There are three candidates in the race.
I'm Roger Roth, and this is why I'm running for Congress.
Roth is giving up his seat after two terms in the state legislature. He's a home builder and developer.
Hello, I'm Terry McCormick.
McCormick is a former state legislator who held office for 6 years. She ran for Congress in 2008, but lost that primary to John Gard. Gard went on to lose the general election to Steve Kagan, partly on the coattails of Barack Obama's presidential win.
Hi, I'm Reed Ribble.
Ribble has never held an elected seat. He owns a roofing company. A UW Green Bay political scientist says if money is an indicator, Reed Ribble is ahead by a huge margin. Timothy Dale says Ribble has more than $500,000 in his campaign fund. That's three times more than McCormick and Roth combined.
If there is kind of an establishment candidate in terms of local businesses and local endorsements, it probably is Ribble. And I think McCormick is trying to lay claim to that Tea Party candidate status that's been doing well for people all over the country. I'm just not sure how active those groups are in politics in northeastern Wisconsin. We just haven't seen the kind of Tea Party activity that we've seen in other places around the country.
Ribble has the endorsements of John Gard, local elected officials, and chambers of commerce. McCormick has the backing of the mayor of Appleton and Tea Party groups with names like Northwoods Patriots, the Republican Liberty Caucus, and Americans for Constitutional Enforcement. As for Roth, he has nods from current and former state lawmakers, veterans groups, and a former Green Bay Packer player. All three are running as fiscal conservatives. It's a message they're playing up in their online and television ads. Roth is advocating for tax advantages for small business owners.
The only thing that's growing, the only place that's growing jobs is government. And it's time that government tightened its belt like us in the private sector have to.
McCormick says she'll push for a flat tax and IRS reform.
Congress must close the purse strings to bailouts and irresponsible spending so that we may keep our promises to our seniors and ensure our children's future.
In a similar vein, Ribble says he'll set goals to help the economy.
I'm going to bring jobs back to Wisconsin, and I'll fight hard every single day to balance the federal budget, and I won't rest until we pay off the national debt.
On immigration, Reed Ribble wants to make it easier for low-wage workers to legally enter the country. McCormick and Roth favor a more across-the-board border enforcement. Dale, the political scientist, says one candidate is talking more about an issue than the other two. Roger Roth is a veteran who has served several tours in the Mideast and wants the U.S. out of Afghanistan.
He's certainly unique as a Republican primary candidate calling for military withdrawals.
Northeastern Wisconsin has only sent a handful of Democrats to Washington in the last 30 years. In 2008, incumbent Steve Kagan became the only Democrat to win re-election since the 1970s. Dale says the winner of next week's primary could hinge on a coattail effect from Republicans voting in the governor's race. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.